We are reconvening the December 15th, 2017 Board of Trustees meeting. We lacked a quorum to close that meeting, to adjourn that meeting, and so we will reconvene the December 15th, 2017 Board meeting. Ms. Phillips, will you please call the roll?
Trustee Buckner?
Here.
Trustee Goen?
Here.
Trustee Harper?
Here.
Trustee Hatch?
Here.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Here.
The chair will entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
So seconded.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes.
The December 15th, 2017 meeting of Chicago State University Board of Trustees is hereby adjourned. The January 29th, 2018 special meeting of the Chicago State Board of Trustees is hereby called to order. Ms. Phillips, will you please call the roll?
Trustee Buckner?
Here.
Trustee Goen?
Here.
Trustee Harper?
Here.
Trustee Hatch?
Here.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Here.
Quorum exists for the business of the board to begin. Ms. Phillips, will you certify that a notice for this meeting has been given pursuant to the requirements of the Open Meetings Act?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the meeting notice requirement has been met. Notices were posted 48 hours before this meeting in the Cook Administration, Student Union, and Gwendolyn Brooks Library buildings.
That sounds real good, the Gwendolyn Brooks Library.
Yes.
The first order of business, we will be adopting the agenda for the day, get a chance to look that over. Are there any questions or corrections to the agenda? All right, Ms. Phillips, will you please, we'll entertain a motion to adopt the agenda, approve the agenda for January 29th, 2018, special Board of Trustees meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes.
At this time, we will entertain comments from the public and employees. The board will not hear presentations or entertain questions on the following topics: issues under negotiation as part of the university's collective bargaining process, statements concerning private activities, lifestyles, beliefs of individuals employed by or associated with the university, and grievances of individual students or employees or any personnel matters. The comments should be limited to 2 minutes. Ms. Phillips, will you please call those who have signed up for public comment?
Dr. Young Gibson.
Good morning, Board of Trustees, President Lindsay, students, faculty, staff, and administrators. My name is Dr. Daryl Young Gibson, and I am the Executive Director of the Student Financial Assistance Outreach Center. We have a long history of success assisting high school students to receive financial aid to attend colleges and universities across the state of Illinois. Many of our students attend Chicago State University. The state of Illinois budget impasse starved our agency for over 2 years. Fiscal years 2016 and 2017 with no funding at all. Staff continues to work without pay. We were excited when the budget impasse ended last year with the belief that employees would be compensated for the work that was and is done, a benefit to many high school students and the many state universities that they attend, which is made possible by our assistance with their financial applications. Now we find ourselves in limbo for some unknown reason. Please tell us why it is that with the passing by you, the Board of Trustees of the Chicago State University preliminary operating budget on June 22nd, 2017, of which our pass-through grant from the state of Illinois was a small part, we still do not have a grant agreement and funding by the university. My only question is why. Now, after 6 months of operations and numerous board meetings, a less than $500,000 grant cannot be agreed to and approved by the Chicago State University Board of Trustees. I have attended all of the board meetings, and I have witnessed the critique by the Board of Trustees about the performance of university administrators. We have grant money that is sitting here and not being disbursed for the betterment of our students. Why? Today, I would ask that you make a self-reflection and assessment and tell us why we do not have the Board of Trustees' approval and funding to get paid to do the work that State of Illinois has properly appropriated. Please tell us why the unreasonably long wait without your approval and funding funding of our grant. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Philip Beverly.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, trustees, Dr. Lindsay. Okay. Thank you, number one, I'll start here. Thank you for the renaming of this building. That has been way too long in coming. And so I know I'm a little late to the game here, wasn't at the last couple of board meetings and that, but thank you so much. The Faculty Senate of this university submitted a request to the board in 2006 that this building be renamed in honor of Gwendolyn Brooks, and nothing has happened until you did that. So thank you. That's great accomplishment for us. The second thing I'm a bit concerned about is the physical state of this building. We had another flood here. So it's old timers like me who were here in 2009 when it happened the first time and we found out why it happened. I think we got screwed by CDB when they turned over this building to us. There's actually a separation in the shell of the building that allows cold air to flow in, and it freezes the sprinkler system. And we have either a wet or a dry system. I'm not a fire guy, but a wet or dry system. And so it popped a sprinkler head off and then floods the building. And so that happened, that's sort of a shakeout kind of issue that you'll figure out as you go. But we didn't fix it, and we didn't fix the shell. And so when it happened again 9 years later, that's a little troubling to me. And to me, that sort of exemplifies one of the things that has to be addressed for the university to succeed, and that is you cannot continue to have a culture of no accountability. That just rewards failure. And we have been rewarding failure entirely too long. There are too many positions, let's say, occupied by incumbents that meet that criteria. I hope that we can move away from that into a different kind of environment where failure is not rewarded anymore and we can address our problems. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Dr. Beverly was the last person.
All right, thank you, Ms. Phillips. We will now entertain a motion to convene into executive session pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act to consider discussion of personnel matters, legal matters, and collective bargaining matters.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goldman?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
Thank you. We'll convene into executive session and we will return in open meeting at the end of that executive session.